You know, I could hear how people would be like, oh, wow. And, you know, I checked a few commentaries just to make sure. And, of course, the number 666 here just seems to be coincidence. Has no connection to the 666 in Revelation, referring to the number of the beast. You know, the 666 here, when translated to our current measurements, is actually 25 tons or 23 metric tons. And I know, you know, someone right there right now is going saying, well, avoid the number 25 then, or 23 or whatever. But here there's no significance implied about his state in life later on. You know, like no implication here, like in Revelation, where it's explained as to what the number actually stands for. Here it's just like, okay, this is what he had, and that's about it.
So when this person asks, has that anything to do with his fall away from God in his latter years? The answer is no. But what was the cause of his fall in his latter years?
Well, the cause, you know, the fall in his later years was, of course, the fact that he took his eyes off of God.
And literally married every single woman in the world.
Yeah, I can't remember how many wives and concubines.
It was 1,000 combined, like, almost.
Yeah, yeah. It was like an insane number. I mean, like, you read his book, Ecclesiastes, and... Ecclesiastes, where Lamentations, that's one where he comes back and he's just like, you know, I've done everything under the sun and I found no pleasure in it. You know, he's like, maybe it was pleasurable for a little while, but in the end he found it was meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Mm-hmm. And so here's a guy,
Ecclesiastes.
Okay.
It's all good.
I get it mixed up. But anyways.
You've had a lot of coffee tonight.
I have, you know. But the point is, I mean, like, here's a guy. He had it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he had access to everything. I mean, like, he was the Elon Musk type person of the day, okay?
Yeah. And, but even, like, infinitely
beyond
more.
Beyond that. And yet, even he at the end was just like, you know what? I've tried it all and found it all meaningless. And the only thing that he found worthwhile was coming back to God.
It says, fear God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. But you know what? That's a great example too, like for us in our day-to-day lives, because even if someone were to just read that and take that to heart, that could save you an entire life of chasing stuff that's fleeting.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The things that actually matter. Go after these things. Pursue that. Pursue God, right?